broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for August 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We don't need a revolution, but a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, no doubt, the order of the day. Welcome to the broadcast. Kirk Cosby's with me. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You are very welcome. Our buddy Jim Clymer with us, ConstitutionParty.com, well-known constitutional attorney and patriot. Welcome back, sir.
It is my pleasure once again. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Now, I want to start out by talking about Hillary Clinton. She's kind of been the Teflon client. When I say client, I'm just saying of attorneys who defend her. And they managed to keep her out of hot water so many times, it's not even discussable almost. There's a body count around Hillary that is shocking. Whenever it's brought up, Hillary and others just say conspiracy theorists, you're whacked, you're crazy. But now Google is actually hiding that body count. And it seems like we're starting to slowly but surely get to more credible information, more details of validity is what the way I would describe it, about what Hillary has done. What she's done is literally, and I'm going to use the word, treasonous. And I know somebody's going to say, Sam, you've gone way too far. Come on. No, I'm talking treasonous. The mainstream press blatantly, openly talking about what Hillary's done. But they're not using the terms, the words to describe it. They're reporting the facts so that they leak out. But they're using words and phrases to where it's like no big deal and nothing will happen to her. Let me give you an example. And then I want Jim Clymer to respond to this. Here's the news I heard at the top of the hour from Salem Radio News, one of the premier news services in America today. Let's listen to
news
this,
folks. Hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Obama is scheduled to leave the White House later this morning and head to southern Louisiana, the scene of severe flooding. The president has taken some criticism by opting to complete his vacation in Martha's Vineyard before inspecting the flood damage.
Now, I don't know why we need to send a president to inspect flood damage in the first place, as if he has ability to do something about it, unless he's going to fund it from his own pocket. He doesn't control the purse strings. That's number one. Number two, it's not even appropriate for the president in any way to spend our tax dollars on that. Leave it to charities and private organizations and churches and the kindness of people. But that's another point. I bring that up because it was at the start of the news. But then listen.
The White House says the president is willing to face criticism about what it calls mere optics as long as the federal response is up to par. Newly released Hillary Clinton emails continue to raise new questions about overlap between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation.
For example, in a June 2009 email, a longtime aide to former President Bill Clinton sought to arrange a meeting between Bahrain's Crown Prince and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in Washington. Doug Band wrote that the prince is a, quote, good friend of ours. The prince had donated $32 million to a Clinton Foundation initiative. Later emails confirmed that Secretary Clinton met with him at the State Department.
As White House correspondent Greg Flugstad, reports say that Hillary Clinton's longtime top aide, Huma Abedin, was also an editor for a radical Muslim publication for more than 10 years, and all while she served as an intern in the White House for the then First Lady. Former Clinton presidential advisor Dick Morris telling the Salem Radio Network in a recent interview that Abedin was just as involved in blaming the 9/11 attacks on America as any other radical Muslim group.
There were quotes from articles that were written, one by her mother and another by a Saudi writer, which she published as the editor, one by her mother blaming the United States for 9/11 and saying that it was the result of the sanctions we'd leveled against Iraq, if somehow.
Morris had been an advisor to Bill Clinton while governor of Arkansas, then political advisor to the White House after Clinton was elected president in 1992.
Now, I don't support Dick Morris at all. I think he's, why would we accept him as a conservative commentator in the first place? However, he does double down and literally say, Hillary had an intern that promoted and backed and supported and cheered about 9/11, basically, while being an intern in the White House under Hillary. While that all was happening, Donald runs around and says, yeah, there were a lot of people in America that were happy about 9/11, wrongfully so. And they mocked and laughed at Donald and said, you don't even know what you're talking about. Meanwhile, you got $32 million going to Clinton's foundation while, you know what, they're setting up meetings, in my opinion, for these hostile leaders to literally come into the White House as personal friends. Does it rise to the level of treason in your mind, Jim Clymer?
Well, yeah, I hadn't thought of that in those terms.
And I'm not trying to get you to use a word that you may not be comfortable with. What I'm trying to do, though, is say, look, this is blatant mainstream press stuff. This is through leaked emails. This isn't even if we can impanel a grand jury and get the pay dirt.
Well, and I think it's got to be criminal, at least. Whether it rises to the constitutional definition of treason, I...
How about a high crime and misdemeanor worthy of impeachment and or prosecution?
Well, yeah. I think it certainly rises to that level. What clearly happened there was the Baran, or whatever the guy's name was, had attempted to get a meeting through legitimate circles, through the State Department first, and was unsuccessful. But then it came around about through the Clinton Foundation, and through there, because he was such a generous donor to the Clinton Foundation, and then she was clearly using her position as Secretary of State to curry favor, to give favors to world leaders who contributed to the Clinton Foundation. I mean, that's about as clear a conflict of interest as you can get. And it's where it's interfering with her duties, or I should say her actions as Secretary of State were influenced by what was happening with this private foundation, with the Clinton Foundation. And, that ought not to be. That is absolutely wrong. And I don't know why the mainstream media is not picking up on this and really making it out of it, giving it the attention that it deserves.
And let me tell you why I call it treason. Because when you intentionally go against the State Department, in other words, the better judgment of those who have done the research and know, and you intentionally let that happen, encourage that to happen, we don't even know it was said and or done in and as a result of those meetings. Nevertheless, when you allow that meeting to happen for $32 million, at what point do you say it's a conflict of interest? At what point do you say it's criminal? At what point do you say it's high crimes and misdemeanors? And at what point do you say it's flat-out treason? And then when you dovetail that with Obama carrying forward the policies of Hillary Clinton and literally sending an unmarked plane with $400 million in it, and you know that you can't legally do that, so you send it through Switzerland to do a money exchange. They call that money laundering. And then you literally put that in the hands of the Iran terrorist team and use that as a bargaining chip, as a payout, as a ransom for prisoners. At what point does it rise to where? For who?
Well, I agree that it's... It crosses. I mean, I would, like I said, when you went through that ladder of offenses, and whether it reached all the way to the top or not, I wasn't prepared to say it immediately, but it certainly went up to the second one from the top. I think it would be an impeachable offense if she were still in office. You know, when you're saying you're acting to overthrow a government or to harm or kill the people in the United States for the benefit of a foreign country, which I think is sort of getting to the definition of treason, that may be a little bit strong for me at this point.
Here's what I would say, though. Whether I believe it's treason or not is irrelevant. I can have my own opinions, and I'm free to speak and say what I think. However, what needs to happen is we need 218 House members, I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat, Constitution Party or otherwise, they need to simply say we're going to hold Hillary in contempt of Congress because she lied to us and perjured herself regarding this stuff. We need to basically hold her in contempt of Congress. We need to impanel a grand jury, and we need to have subpoena power and find out exactly what went down and create accountability for that.
I agree.
Okay, and so I can personally say it's treason if I want to. This is America. I am entitled to my opinion. Yeah. That doesn't mean that it's law. That doesn't mean that it's reality.
That's an America where we have freedom of speech, right, Sam?
Oh, good point, yeah. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
I guess what they'll do, they can't cut me off like they did the Donald when he spoke over there at CNN. Was that CNN, Kurt?
Yeah,
they just can't do that to me because, well, he who owns the media makes the rules, and I happen to own Liberty.
Yeah.
News.
Yes, sir.
Radio. Quick pause. More in seconds. Jim Clymer, our guest, ConstitutionParty.com. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211, or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I'm not sure what you call perjury, but Hillary perjured herself. She lied on many occasions flat out to Congress and to the American people. All right?
And those are certainly impeachable offenses. I just looked up the definition of treason so we get this right.
Good work, sir.
And it says that it's any attempt to overthrow the government or impair the well-being of a state to which one owes allegiance.
Now, let me ask you, if it would impair the well-being of the state to transfer $400 million into the hands of terrorists and let the world know that we are subject to blackmail, that we're subject to paying off people to get our people back. That's Barack Obama and crew. But then the Benghazi scandal, the email scandal and lies, Now we find out $32 million went to her personal foundation in exchange for granted access to the White House, sir, even when the State Department said, uh-uh.
Well, I think you could make a case for it. So,
wow.
What we often think of is the latter part of the definition, which I didn't get to there, but it's a crime of giving aid or comfort to the enemies of one's government. And that may tie in there too, when you transfer $400 million in exchange for some as ransom for people that they were illegally holding as captive to begin with.
Now, what about the funding, the training, and the arming of ISIS that took place under Barack Hussein and Hillary Clinton as a right hand woman? I mean, his right hand woman. And you get this scenario, and then they lie about it and cover up when people are literally dead. What about Operation Fast and Furious, where they literally armed drug cartels across the border and blamed it on patriots that held gun shows? I mean, I can go on and on and on. What about the $650 trillion, or is it billion? I guess it's billion. $650 billion missing from the Pentagon that just got released that nobody could account for. We start to go on and on and on, and now it turns out we found more missing emails. State Department pours over Clinton emails, USA Today. And the story goes on and talks about how they're pouring over all the new emails they just found, where Hillary said, we didn't withhold them, we didn't know about them, but we're glad to release all of them.
Well, you know she lies repeatedly. And let me put in a plug here for Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch has been instrumental in uncovering a number of things, and I applaud them. I give them kudos for their tenacity and what they're doing, because if it wouldn't be for Judicial Watch, this probably would not have been these missing emails probably would not have surfaced, or at least not wouldn't have surfaced until sometime much later.
All right.
Well,
now,
the FBI has a hard time finding them. I can say that. I mean, you know, those guys just can't seem to get around to it.
And then they mock Donald for saying, hey, maybe Russia ought to find them for us. Donald wasn't being serious. He was making a point about where's our government officials with accountability. And that got lost in the delivery, sad to say. But it gets worse, because now Google is being instructed to make sure that no one knows about the health problems of Hillary Clinton. And Google is literally being instructed to cover up the body count around Bill and Hillary Clinton. There's a body count list of people who have died under very strange circumstances relating to Bill and Hillary. We've been tracking this for literally a couple of decades. The latest just came out that'll shock you, Kurt. Exclusive FBI files, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Now, Vince Foster, you know, most of us have heard of this guy, but there's some new voters that never even heard of the guy. And this is a piece from, it's from the Daily Mail, so that's across the pond, by the way. So you've got, a foreign news agency that's covering this. And yet they say basically, hey, there are some files that had shown a lot of involvement with Hillary Clinton in the, connection to the suicide of the White House counsel, Vince Foster, and they have vanished from the National Archives. Maybe it's similar to that one, the story a while back where the guy went in there and looked at the archives and then walked out with them in his pants or something like that. But anyway, in this case, documents describing Hillary Clinton's role in the death of White House counsel Vince Foster have vanished. That's what the Daily Mail Online has learned after an extensive investigation. Foster is believed to have shot himself with a .38 caliber revolver at Fort Marcy Park, July 20th, 93. Two former FBI agents involved in the investigation tell Daily Mail Online they issued reports linking Hillary's tirade to Foster's suicide days before his death. Then First Lady ridiculed him mercilessly in front of his peers, say former FBI agents, and detailed it in their report. You have failed us, Hillary told Foster. Former FBI Jim Clement, they told Daily Mail Online, archive material related to the case housed at the National Archives in College Park, Maryland, were examined by the author to no avail. After filing a Freedom of Information request, it was determined that the agent's reports have gone missing. Well, they gone missing.
Oops. And you can say that's conspiracy theory. That's what Hillary's running around saying now, is they, the Republicans, ratcheting up the great conspiracy theories against the Clintons. However, when you double that to the fact that Ron Paul pegged the Saudis as being involved in and the mothership, if you will, for 9/11, and everybody laughed at Ron Paul back in the day, but now we have more information that literally is true based on the 128? Can't remember. Anyway, 28 missing pages from the reports and stuff like that. We're getting more information on that. And now the next headline rolls, Kurt.
Well, that's right. It looks like one of the princes over there, a Saudi prince, he's boasting of donations to Hillary's campaign. I guess this was in the Jordanian Petra News Agency, and they quoted the Saudi prince, deputy crown prince, that is. Guy's name is Mohammed bin Salman, MBS we call him, as boasting that the Saudi kingdom has footed one-fifth the cost of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign as part of its ongoing subsidy for both branches of the American political establishment. That doesn't include the Constitution Party, as far as I know, Jim Clymer. Saudi Arabia has always...
But where do you go here? We can get more on the story. But where do you go here, though? You got literally the Saudis who were involved big time in 9/11. We've now proven that. And now we find out, hey, he pretty much one-fifth owns Hillary. And then we run around and say, Donald's not worthy to be president. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan of Donald. And then Donald runs around and says, you guys created ISIS. And then everybody runs around and does all this stuff, but there's no accountability anywhere. The Republicans are like, we don't like Donald. He said somebody's wife was ugly. What? Are you kidding me? And this is where we are, Jim Clymer.
Well, it's a different standard depending on what you believe, depending on what your worldview is.
What about the truth? What about just the facts, ma'am?
What's that?
Yeah. Do you think we're going to have accountability, or can Hillary just withstand anything we throw at her? You got literally White House, or Vince Foster White House files, FBI files missing now. You've got Saudi Prince literally boasting of donations to Hillary. And the Republicans are like, man, you know, Donald, he says some crazy stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, the donations of the Saudi Prince to the Hillary campaign is just a payback. That's a reward for letting them go scot-free all these years without pointing the finger at them when they're really, as you said, heavily involved with the 9/11.
If you do that for filthy lucre, serve, you committed treason.
Yes, you have.
I don't mean to be rude, but I'm saying the case. We cannot be afraid to document the case here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, am I a court of law document or not even close? But can I connect the dots? And can we impanel a grand jury to literally subpoena and get the facts and have accountability? We better get this done, ladies and gentlemen, or we'll rue the day we didn't do it.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Ryan Lochte is 32 years old, which means that he is at least twice the age of someone who can reasonably be expected to display rudimentary good manners and respect for the property of other people. Owing to his entitled status as a gold medal-winning Olympic swimmer, Mr. Lochte, who by some demographic standards is not far from middle age, engaged with three of his teammates in a night of intoxicated criminal misconduct that involved vandalizing a gas station, public urination, and fighting with private security officers who were there to protect the business in one of the most crime-prone major cities in the Western Hemisphere, security personnel attempted to detain the vandals until police arrived or until they paid compensation for the property damage. One of them enforced that demand by pulling a gun. The swimmers gave a gas station employee about $50 and then fled the scene. They arrived at Olympic Village with all of their valuables in their possession and then falsely reported that they had been robbed at gunpoint. If they had been candid about their own behavior, which was captured by security cameras, there might possibly have been grounds for criticizing the way armed security guards had conducted themselves. Lochte, acting as spokesman for the group, lied with ease and composure in media interviews until evidence emerged contradicting his claims. Police in Rio recommended charges against the swimmers for filing false reports of a crime. In a belated interview on Brazil's Globo TV, Lochte offered a highly qualified and largely self-serving simulacrum of an apology, while continuing to insist that he wasn't lying to a certain extent. I over-exaggerated what was happening to me. He continues to describe himself as the victim of armed extortion by security guards acting on behalf of the businessman whose property he and his buddies had destroyed. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
And the mainstream press has been reporting on all this so that they have an excuse, but they don't report in a cognizant way to let the American people understand what's going on, is the problem. All right? And we have the New York Times, we have Forbes, and others talking about little executive orders from Barack that literally give Barack complete control of the economy in a crisis, complete control of every aspect of our lives, ladies and gentlemen. This is the problem, that when you put together their real plans, okay, the Communist Party literally endorsing Hillary Clinton for president, the Saudis saying, you know what? We literally funded Hillary Clinton's campaign. Now, is it acceptable to take overseas cash?
No. In fact, it's forbidden. You're not.
Well, how do you define forbidden? Is it as forbidden as sending $400 billion in unmarked bills through a money laundering scheme to the...
Was it $400 billion or $400 million?
Oh, $400 million probably. You're
I
right.
think it was only
Sorry, there's just millions
million,
and billions
know.
And trillions. Just gets so confusing.
Yeah.
Now, if we had constitutional currency, gold and silver, we wouldn't be confused like that. But nevertheless, Kurt's right. But Obama has a plan to seize control of our economy and our lives, ladies and gentlemen. This is not a joke. Go look it up. It's in Forbes magazine. Okay? And you look at this thing and you say, man, it's through an executive order. And at what point do you call it treason? At what point do you say, you know what? This is criminal. And at what point do you say, the Republicans are really running around going, by golly, Donald might hurt our chances to get elected. Wait a minute, what's going on around here? Who's worse, the people perpetrating the plan or the onlookers that simply won't blow the whistle? The Republicans aren't blowing the whistle, or the question is, how involved are they? I mean, literally, Paul Ryan and crew have given the nod to Barack's every move.
Well, the Republicans, whatever problems the Republicans have with their standard bearer in this election. They brought it on themselves completely. I mean, for the very reason that you said, they've sat by, they've become aiders and abettors of the unlawful, unconstitutional actions that Obama has implemented, and Hillary as well. So they're part of the whole thing, and for whatever, like you said, I'm not a big fan of Donald Trump, but the one thing that is appealing is the fact that the establishment so despises him. So for some reason or other, they seem to be so afraid of him. And to me, that's a star in his crown.
Barack Obama is issuing more and more executive orders. And every Republican will tell you that Barack's done this and violated the law on many occasions. And at some point, if they don't hold him accountable for breaking the law and he's issuing executive orders that violate the checks and balances in America, at what point do they become culpable?
Well, I think immediately when they don't take action. I mean, let's face, if there's anything that's as bad or worse than Obama using unconstitutional power, or exerting unconstitutional power, is Congress not doing what they have the power to do. They have the power to revoke those executive orders. They have the power to stop it, to not fund them. They have power to do something. And so they're abdicating their responsibility, their constitutional obligations by not taking action to stop those things.
It's Executive Order 13. Let me write this down here so I have it handy. It's Executive Order 13,603. And everybody literally has written about it. What I find fascinating is most people have no idea. But literally, it controls the economy. It controls every aspect of our lives. Obama's executive order is nationalizing energy, food, water. TheNewAmerican.com has the goods on it. And I'm telling you right now, folks, this stuff is treason. At what point does Barack get this authority? Where did Barack get the $400 million that he sent to the communists and the thugs, the terrorists? Did Congress authorize that? If they did, where's the accountability? If they didn't, where did he get the money? We have an absolute group of people that are above the law, Jim Clymer.
Well, we do, and they're in government. And I forget who it was. Somebody had written a column about the FBI director, Jim Comey's decision not to charge Hillary with crimes in relating to her email stuff. And his analysis simply was that he made a decision that he's not going to upset this election by taking the action which he would have taken. The FBI, I think, clearly would have taken action to indict her if it had been anybody else. If it basically, by running for president, by staying in there and running for president, she protected herself from criminal indictment.
I wonder if that's treasonous to do that, to leave the country with a national security crisis so that you can make sure that you don't get indicted, so that you don't make sure you don't go to jail.
Yeah. Well, that's working against the interests of the country that you hold an allegiance to, or that you're under oath holding an allegiance to. And I think it's giving aid and comfort to the enemies of the United States. And that's getting around to the definition of treason.
What do you know about Executive Order 13,603, ladies and gentlemen? Virtually nothing, but I'm telling you, everybody has reported on it. Literally. Forbes has. New American has. William F. Jasper wrote an article that says Obama's executive orders nationalizing energy, food, water, and everything else. This is serious business, folks. And we're running around going, man, Donald says some bad things, you know? Now, I'm not telling you that Donald doesn't say bad things. I'm just telling you, compared to the crisis we're facing in America, what can we do, Jim Clymer, to create accountability? When we have this group above the law, if we don't rein this in, I fear that it'll be the undoing of America. If we let them get away with this, executive orders to campaign finance scandals to election fraud to, I mean, I can just go anywhere. It's a rich environment to money laundering, to ransom payments, to we go Operation Fast and Furious. We've seen more corruption and crime and scandal released and told about in the last 5 years than in my whole life, sir.
Well, I think the question, Sam, is have we passed the point of no return? Is it possible to bring it back? I mean, it's we are in dire straits at the present. There's no question about it. And all the reasons that you've cited, all the things that you cited as examples of how far we've gone, and what's it going to take to bring it back? I don't think, quite honestly, I don't think that any of your normal politicians, no matter how good they sound, are going to be able to do it.
I think you're absolutely right. Kurt's got a headline to make your very point. What's this guy's name? Falwell, Kurt?
Well, yeah, Jerry Falwell. You know, he's in the news, and basically he says Donald Trump, he calls him, Donald Trump is the Churchill of our time. This is a Liberty News Daily piece. You know, I guess he was speaking, he said this in a recent Washington Post column. He says, we are on the precipice of international conflict like nothing we have seen since World War II. Obama and Clinton are the Neville Chamberlains of our time. You know, then he called Donald Trump. He says, thank God we now have the opportunity to elect a strong leader, one who is not afraid to call the enemy by its name and to take the battle to that enemy if necessary. You know, he says, Americans from all walks of life unite behind Trump and Indiana Governor Mike Pence or suffer dire consequences. What say you, Jim Clymer?
Well, those are strong words, and you know, I was about ready to say that we need somebody who's willing to go in there and kick over the chairs and overturn the tables and the whole establishment. It's going to take some drastic action. Whether the American people have the stomach for that or not, I don't know. Whether Donald Trump is the person who would actually do that or not, I don't know. Jerry Falwell apparently thinks that he is.
I don't know that I believe in any man to be the Savior, ladies and gentlemen. Save Jesus Christ. I'm standing on it solid as a rock. Quick pause. Mr. Jim Clymer, ConstitutionParty.com on your radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Do you want to fix America's police and take the country back in the process? If you answered yes, then CSPOA needs you. CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is an organization comprised of citizens, sheriffs, police, and other government officials. We are taking America back sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. And we need you. Over 300 sheriffs constitutionally trained. We teach public servants the Constitution and need your help. Become a part of the solution today at CSPOA.org. Are you a business owner who offers high-quality products, services, or solutions? Do you love America and want your business to support a freedom-loving cause that will help defend the Constitution? Well, if the above describes your company, then I want to connect you with my loyal and like-minded listeners. Contact me at RestoreTheRepublicShow.com, and I will personally consult with you to build a sponsorship package that will grow your business. Support a message of freedom and become a sponsor of the Restore the Republic Show today. Together, we will restore the Republic.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so Jerry Falwell saying Donald Trump is the savior of the world almost. Well, he's the Churchill of our time. You got The Hill reporting, but wait. There's more FBI uncovers. 15,000 more undisclosed emails in Clinton probe. They're just getting to that. And Jim Clymer wisely brings up the fair, needful question. Has America gone too far over the precipice to stop it, to do anything about it, to change course? Are the elites on both sides of the aisle so above the people in a secret combination that they cannot be stopped? Or can we restore the republic peacefully? It's a fair question, Jim Clymer, and it must be asked.
Indeed it must, and frankly, I don't know the answer. I like to think that it can be restored, that if you go back and use the examples of the reforms of the days of Hezekiah and Josiah, and if they would, could that happen in America today? But I think that's what it's taken. I certainly agree with you. There's no man going to bring salvation to this country. And it's only the question in my mind of whether or not the hearts of the American people are willing to turn back to God at this point, and that there be a real spiritual awakening and restoration of the spiritual values. That's the only thing that's going to save this country.
Now, they say the documents were found, talking about Hillary's emails. Looking into the Democratic presidential nominee's use of her personal email server. Now, the agency has pledged to release the approximately 14,900 documents. And State Department lawyers told Judge James E. Boasberg that the agency is prioritizing the appraisal of the new emails. But we don't know if the full set will be out before the presidential election on November 8th. It would be vote fraud to hold this till after the election, wouldn't it? I mean, if the voters don't have the candidate information on who they're electing, at what point is it if it's slow walking the production intentionally?
Well, that's a good point. I guess the question would be, is the release delayed for intentionally to affect the election?
Well, I would say yes. Of course, the Clintonites would say no.
Yeah, well, and proving it in a court of law may be difficult.
In fact, the Clintons would just say, Jim, to even ask that question just shows how much of a conspiracy theorist you really are.
Yeah, right. That's our comeback.
And we're just down that road of confusion now, and we're just... See, that's my point is, when does it become a cover-up trying to protect the Clintons? And when does it create a national security crisis? See, that's the reason that I say this is treason, is when you're, when you're one just trying to plead the fifth to not get yourself in trouble, I get it. Even though I may disagree, I understand it. But when you literally put the nation at risk by getting in bed with the Saudis and the Iran, and you literally fund and arm and train terrorists at ISIS with literally money and weapons, and when you lose $650 billion at the Pentagon, and then when you start making executive orders restricting the American people's ability to defend themselves and protect themselves and prepare for a difficult day in the country, we've gone beyond questionable tactics. We've gone to the point of a national security crisis of epic proportions that we simply cannot ignore.
That's right.
All on the altar of making sure that Hillary runs around free. That's kind of my problem with this, and that's why I say that it's treason. At what point is her freedom worth putting the nation at risk? We're talking about a national security crisis, aren't we?
Well, indeed we are, and I think many of these actions are contributing to a national security crisis, and there's just so many facets of it, many of them you named already, but it is happening, and it's getting worse, and it's getting worse because of these actions that are contrary to the interests of the United States, which give aid and comfort to the enemy. And are contrary to the oath of allegiance to the United States that every official has to take.
Now, you literally give all these foreign officials that have direct ties to terrorism access to the White House via internships and or specific meetings with $32 million accompanying the visits, if you will. And then I can't meet with anybody. You can't meet with anybody.
Well, maybe if you gave $32 million to the Clinton Foundation, you could meet with the top officials in the White House.
Yeah. I could even sleep in the Lincoln bedroom, couldn't I?
You probably could.
See, this stuff is just, when that happens, I submit to you that it's treasonous. It's absolutely a national security issue. And the problem that I see
you is... You remember that?
Yeah.
You remember that... one Chinese guy that was, a pal of the Clintons back in the, Bill Clinton days, and he would say, hey, the White House is pretty much just like a subway, and you just have to, put in your nickel or whatever when you go for a ride.
Yeah, the Beatles song, Ticket to Ride, huh? All right.
Sure.
Good point,
seems
Kurt.
The same,
and that's kind of the problem that I see is that no one's taking this stuff seriously. And I submit to you, and you have literally thousands and thousands of refugees pouring through our borders. And you know it. Now, I get that we want to help the refugees, and I'm not against helping people and protecting people from evil government abuses. I get it. But when is somebody a refugee versus when are they a terrorist? And vetting that process is a critical thing we need to do. Do you think there'll be any accountability for Hillary? Jim Clymer?
Not if she wins the election.
I know it. I'm working on my song, a Bill Clinton song. I'm going to the White House, right? Bill's going to go to the White House. Do you think she's going to win, or do you think Donald will win?
Oh, man.
Any guesses?
I'm afraid to say. I'd like to think that Donald will win because I don't know. I don't see how people can put up with Hillary. I mean, I really can't. I mean, there's just so much that's obnoxious about her. I just don't understand why John Q. Public would vote for her. But that's me.
No, I get it. I don't know who will be president. I have very serious concerns about Donald Trump, too. On one hand, he says a lot of good things. On the other hand, he smacks of a guy that would certainly let the power go to his head, too.
Well, I don't think he has any regard for the Constitution, and that's the dangerous part, and that's one where I partly agree with Glenn Beck, and he says you don't know what you're getting, and that's true. But I take comfort in some things. I could take comfort in the fact that way back during the primary, he said that his ideal justice would be somebody like Scalia and Thomas. And this is before Scalia passed away, that he made that comment. And also, I have some comfort in the fact that the people that he's surrounded himself with now, with Kellyanne Conway and this Bannon guy.
I look to the leadership of Daryl Cashel and Scott Bradley. I've endorsed them, and even though they don't get any coverage at all, I really believe they're the real deal and they are the answer. They got a webinar going on tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that you got to check out. It'll be phenomenal. What is it, Cashel 2016? Is that his website?
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
And let me be clear, too. I've endorsed him as well, and that's who I'm supporting all the way. And whatever, don't misconstrue any allusions to saying complimentary things about Donald Trump. It's just that I sort of fall into the trap sometimes of looking at the two major parties as the only options, and of course they are not. I was watching Glenn Beck on, Megan's show last night, and he was coming out and saying all the reasons why he couldn't vote for Hillary or Trump, but he never took the next step. I mean, if he would have come out and said that, look, there is a constitutional alternative here, and this is who you should be supporting.
And that's my problem with Beck and all those guys. They always bring you to the brink of crisis. They never bring you home to a solution, do they?
Exactly. Exactly right. He had the perfect opportunity when, in fact, Megan was pressing him for that, to what he was going to do. And he wouldn't say. He wouldn't say what he was going to do. He said he didn't know what he was going to do yet. Well, if he knows that he can't vote for Hillary or Donald, then he should know that he's going to vote for the constitutional alternative.
That's what you would hope and pray for, ladies and gentlemen. I do have great hope for the United States of America.
Well, the thing is, though, Glenn Beck, you know, he's not aware of the Constitution Party like us because, you know, we have so many more, you know, helpers to find us information
and
stuff. Glenn Beck has very little money to kind of figure that stuff out.
I know it.
But he is aware of it. In fact, he was living in Pennsylvania in 2004, and he told me
that's the point
that he voted for me for U.S. Senate in 2004. So he is aware
good point.
Of us.
All right. Well, then maybe he's intentionally gatekeeping to prevent the truth from coming out, huh?
Glenn Beck wouldn't do that.
Gatekeeper Glenn Beck, huh? All right, Jim Clymer, thank you, my friend. I'm supporting the Constitution Party right down the line.